We're going to switch now to teaching in a time of Trump. I have Pat McCreary on the phone, social studies teacher in high school. You're on the line, correct?
Hi there.
Yeah, hi. Well, thank you for joining us this morning. You are a high school social studies teacher. It sounds like the social studies teachers are leading the charge here on teaching in the time of Trump.
Yeah.
That makes some sense.
Many of us, we're teaching the election this year, and so it just kind of is a natural extension of the curriculum that we do.
Excellent. Well, there is a teach-in coming up. It is on Saturday, February 11th. It is at Madison High School. It's four teachers teaching social justice or transformative social justice in the schools. And I wanted to have you just talk a little bit about the collective that has been organizing this event. And then we'll just talk about the event and the goals for the teach-in.
Sure. Sounds great. And thank you for having us today. The Critical Educators Collective is a group that I've been lucky enough to be able to work with. I'm not part of the group, but it's a group that was founded in 2015 by a group of graduate students at Lewis and Clark's College School of Education. And they've since expanded a bit to include teachers from throughout the Portland area. And they're a group that focuses on social justice education, looking at the teacher's role in the classroom as one of being responsible for helping students navigate the complex world around them, and to give them the skills that they need to break through some of the social and cultural barriers that are sometimes placed in front of them. So I was fortunate to get to work with some of these teachers in my own school, and then with them we have started planning the teach-in and are very excited for it this Saturday.
And so as far as the actual content of the teach-in and mobilizing for social justice teaching, but against the increasing tendency towards privatization. We have this horrible Secretary of Education being paraded as, you know, the champion of privatization and religion and all of this stuff. So there's a lot of fight to have happen. But, you know, the collective has been around since 2015. So teaching for social justice isn't new. But now there's perhaps a gathering storm and an opportunity to draw in more teachers. So what will be the goals of the teach-in?
Yeah, great question. Social justice education is not new. In fact, many of us believe that education is in and of itself a political act just because it's founded on the belief that we are all worthy and we have the right to an education. So the goals of the teach-in, quite honestly, are two-part. Number one is to hear from some folks in the community who are most at risk of potential harm from the Trump administration. And then the second part is really to break into smaller work groups based on some of those specific areas, with the idea being we will develop next steps. So we're going to have teachers hopefully work on forming action plans for what comes next.
I hear actual school happening in the background.
You do. So. These are our daily announcements happening in the background, and I apologize.
No, we like that. Yeah, we like to have a piece of real life happening. Well, I appreciate you joining us. We'll have to end there. I will re-announce this at the end of the program with the website, but this is Teaching in the Time of Trump. It's Saturday, February 11th, for teachers who want to explore new and exciting ways to teach social justice and to push back on the evil forces against private schools or public schools.
Is.
Right. Well, Pat McCreary, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.